This too shall pass, and the only thing certain is change. Lessons my dad always told us when faced with life's challenges. I am Laura Brabner Ratledge. Mardi Gras will definitely be different this year, but its rich history can still be celebrated.
And its story told. I'm Reynolds Brabner. Mardi Gras has been canceled in the past due to life's challenges and circumstances, but every time it came back and was celebrated even bigger and better than before.
So to celebrate, here is a slice of Mardi Gras from the storyteller himself, our dad, Rennie Brabner, with another Moon Pie Minute.
Let the good times roll.
This Moon Pie Minute brought to you by Cammie's Old Dutch Ice Cream. Try Cammie's homemade Mardi Gras ice cream flavors with bits of real moon pie and her award-winning king cake ice cream today on the corner of Old Shell and Florida Streets, 52 years and still dipping.
The 1860s were tough in Mobile. The Union blockade, the loss of the Battle of Mobile Bay that closed the port. Union forces occupied the city and a powder magazine explosion killed more than 300. But then Mardi Gras was revived. I'm Rennie Brabner, and I'll have a Moon Pie Minute after this.
Just like Mardi Gras, Cammie's Old Dutch Ice Cream Shop is a Mobile tradition.
The parade may be canceled, but you can still let the good times roll with my homemade moon pie ice cream made with bits of real moon pie. Or try one of my two award-winning king cake ice creams. Traditional cinnamon or Creole cream cheese, both with an entire king cake mixed in. Come celebrate the taste of Mardi Gras with me at Cammie's Old Dutch Ice Cream Shop on the corner of Florida and Old Shell. Or go to Shop 2, 4380 Hollis Mill Road. 52 years and still dipping.
Some say chiefs like Amama Remico first paraded on Mardi Gras Day, 1866, and thus revived Mobile Mardi Gras. Others say the chief, the alter ego of Joe Kane, wasn't even in Mobile, but rather was in New Orleans. Most agree that Joe Kane dressed as Chief Slack, a Chickasaw Indian whose tribe had never surrendered to the U.S. government, and a band of Lost Cause minstrels dressed in tattered Confederate uniforms did parade through the streets of Mobile, reviving the celebration of Mardi Gras and providing a much-needed uplift to the spirits of Mobilians. By 1869, the LC minstrels were parading in a wagon drawn by four dilapidated mules. By 1872, the Mobile Register reported this group was holding their annual grand ball, as usual, at what was described as the most lovely early paradise, Rag Swamp. If you miss a Moon Pie Minute, you can catch up at fmtalk1065.com/podcast. For parade routes and times, check fmtalk1065.com. I'm Rennie Brabner, and this has been a Moon Pie Minute.